Let's move on and talk to Howard Levitt. He's an employment lawyer, about Statistics Canada saying about 19% of Canadian women and 13% of men reported being harassed in the workplace. Howard, thanks for the time today.
Well, I'm happy to be there.
So I won't keep you too long. I just want to get a sense from you. Do these numbers, as a lawyer in the field of employment law, and I imagine you have lots of harassment cases, do these numbers sort of ring with you, or do they seem off somehow?
They seem too small.
Do they? I wondered about that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen surveys before which suggested far higher numbers than those, especially of women claiming sexual harassment. Understand, harassment is amorphous. And this is a 2016 survey before Me Too, and I suspect if it was taken today, the numbers would be much higher because people now are more sensitized and interpret more things as harassment than they might have even 2 years ago.
Yeah, and reporting is the big issue, isn't it, Howard?
Sure, people generally don't report. But then again, sometimes people report, and as an employment lawyer, I see this all the time, especially when I act for employers, people report matters that aren't harassment at all. They say it's harassment. They were looked at the wrong way by a coworker.
Criticized.
They were criticized, or they were disciplined for incompetent work. Well, that's harassment.
Right. So people come into your office and say that. They say, I want to lawyer up. They're harassing me. They criticized my work, or they looked at me the wrong way. And you say to them, you don't really have a case. And then they start yelling at you, right?
Well, they learn not to yell at me, or I'm protecting myself.
Well, you know what I mean.
Turning it around. I do know what you mean.
Figuratively.
I had a CEO come to see me yesterday.
Yeah.
Claiming he had been harassed.
By an employee?
By various employees,
okay,
and other leadership in the associated organizations. And I went through it with him, and I said, you know, there's really nothing here. There's nothing. It's like shoveling smoke. There's nothing you can really specify and concretize to prove anything. That is mostly the case when people make claims of harassment.
Is the definition of harassment, Howard, from a legal standpoint or in a societal standpoint, is it not specific enough? Is it too general? Like, are we branding everything as harassment that maybe is just simple criticism and people should get a bit of a thicker skin? Or
sure, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And also, it's a little bit like stress leave. What's stress? We're all stressed. Everybody's stressed. What day are you not stressed at
right.
some point or other during the day?
Yeah.
It's amorphous. It's inchoate. It doesn't really amount to very much. To be, and even harassment legally, what does that mean? Or harassment for the purpose of the Occupational Health and Safety Act? Harassment for the purpose of a human rights complaint? Harassment for the purpose of a mental distress claim? What does it mean, harassment for the purpose of a constructive dismissal claim? Everyone will have a different definition.
Right. So for our listeners, the results of this Stats Canada survey are based on Stats Canada's General Social Survey, all in caps, gathered data in 2016, the year before the Me Too movement focused attention on sexual harassment. The report, as we said, came out yesterday. And even Stats Canada says we've got to follow up because of this Me Too thing. The survey conducted from August to December of 2016 questioned almost 20,000 men and women aged 15 to 64 who had worked for pay in the preceding year. 53% of women said the harassment came from a client or a customer at work, compared with 42% of men. And healthcare seemed to be the area where most of the harassment was happening. Is that something that is new or not new to you, Howard?
Well, I would think that it has much to do with being unionized, because unionized employees tend to be a bit more precious than the rest of us. And public sector seems to be more precious than the rest of us. They find harassment more quickly. They're more dissatisfied with their jobs. They take more dramatically more days of sick leave than private sector employees. So it's healthcare, of course, is unionized, and it's public sector in most cases.
Right.
So no, it doesn't surprise me. Also, in fairness, people in the healthcare field are dealing with people in extremis, people who are wounded, injured, scared,
right.
frightened, sick, relatives who think there's not enough care is being given to their relatives who are sick. So it doesn't surprise me that there is more harassment in healthcare, quite apart from the perception.
Okay. Harassment in general. Companies have HR professionals. A lot of companies do. Not all of them do, but a lot of them have HR departments or individual small departments to deal with all of these issues. In your opinion, as a lawyer that's dealing with this on a day in and day out basis, are companies doing a good enough job staffing those HR departments? Are those HR professionals professionally developed enough? What's your take on that? Because that seems to be the place that employees are supposed to go first to deal with this stuff before doing anything else. What's your take on that?
Well, a lot of HR departments really, or especially smaller ones, they don't have people with that expertise at all. They're benefit clerks, or they're payroll administrators. They're not psychologists. They're not people who really understand interpersonal dynamics. And they're hired for skill, or they may know labor relations, union issues. They're not high, especially in Hamilton, where I come from. They're not, although it was more unionized when I was a kid than it is now, but they're not trained in the psychodynamic skills of dealing with people who are harassed and really winning out what are real problems from subjective complaints.
Right. Okay. Howard, I think we'll be talking about statistics and numbers for a very long time. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here today.
Anytime.
All right. Take care. Bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Howard Levitt. He's an employment lawyer in Toronto. And Andrew's been kind enough to be patient on the line. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, bud?